I'm doing good, brother. Welcome back. We're ready to keep rolling here, and today I'm following your lead on...
Well, don't always follow my lead. Not always. Today's a good day to follow my lead.
But I tell you, no, there's you know, like we talk about off the air, there's those certain podcasts where I'm really rolling on a topic, and then there's certain ones where it really is more so, a little bit more educational for me, bringing me into more of an area that you'll dive deeper with, and I'm a little newer to. I always dig that, though.
Yeah.
So,
well, I just want, you know, first of all, let's start off. We're obviously, I've been in my own life, and this is kind of why I want to talk with consciousness. Last week, I was on top of the world. I was really happy in my industry and the way things are going. This week, I've come to some realizations about that industry.
Oh, really?
That I'm in, yeah. And what I've come to realization is, and I guess it's in any industry, but when you're starting out, you have to start on the lower levels of an industry. You know, you
yeah.
don't just jump in. And unfortunately, on the lower levels of industry, there's of the industry, of any industry, it happened to me in the music industry, it happened to me in the wrestling industry, it happened to me in the broadcasting industry. People on the lower levels tend to be of a little lower consciousness, if you understand what I mean.
People at the lower
Yeah, end that of when the you industry? When you break in and you have to start and stuff like that. Like, in other words, there's kind of a doorway you have to go through. You have to go through lower consciousness to get through higher consciousness, pretty much. It's the same way with anything. You have to go through the lower levels of any industry, work your way up before you get to the top. So unfortunately, on the lower levels of any industry, it's very dog eat dog. It's shark eat shark on top, but on the bottom it's dog eat dog.
Take your pick.
One or the other, different size fight. You know, what's the difference between a lion fight, shark fight, dog
That's
fight?
A good way to put
right.
it, actually.
Yeah, different. Perfect. Just different scale of a fight. So dogs tend to be nasty, mangy, grungy. They'll eat anything. They'll shit anywhere. They live outside. And sometimes you run into junkyard dogs and stray dogs and mangy dogs who think they're better than they are when they're really just mangy-ass mutts.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what I want to talk about today is consciousness, okay? And what is the difference and what, you know, people talk about higher consciousness and lower consciousness and, you know, what is the difference between higher consciousness and lower consciousness? What is consciousness in general, and how does it play into our lives on a daily basis or in general? Like, the different levels of consciousness and your emotions and how you act at each different level of consciousness. So the first thing I wanted to talk about is, what is consciousness? What is consciousness, right? What does that mean? Like, we've all heard of, like, when you're conscious, you're awake, right?
Yeah.
If you get knocked unconscious, you're no longer conscious anymore. Like, on a base level, consciousness means your eyes are open and you're walking around, right? You're conscious.
You're aware.
I didn't say that.
No.
I just said you're up and walking around.
Okay.
Okay, on a base level, like base everybody level. Around.
Well, everybody's aware.
Everybody's conscious. No, no.
Everybody. No,
stop
not,
with
not
that word.
Fully aware of.
Stop with the fucking word mind. Aware.
I'm sorry. I didn't
awake.
Go,
awake. They are awake, meaning they are in
That's
a conscious.
Why I said this is an educational one.
State.
Right.
Okay. Aware is a whole nother thing. Now, they're awake, meaning they are conscious. You walk around Walmart. You walk around and you see the zombies. They're awake. They're breathing, their eyes are open. In the technical term, they are conscious. They're not aware. Don't ever give them that, okay? They don't know what the fuck is going on around them. The only consciousness they have is their own little world. And this is what I'm trying to get at, okay? So awareness is part of what real consciousness is, all right?
Awareness and awakeness.
Awake, like, you have to start with, okay? Now, the type of consciousness I'm talking about is on a base level, the definition of consciousness. You've all heard of your conscious mind, your subconscious mind, right?
Right.
The conscious mind is the one that is the one that's awake. That's the one on the outer level that deals with the outer world. The subconscious mind makes your lungs go, your heart go. It handles all the bodily functions while, so you don't have to think about it. You consciously don't, this is conscious, you know, this is on a base of what the definition of conscious is, awake, you know, awake. So, all right, I'm thinking, all right, so that's the base level of consciousness. Everybody is conscious on one level or another, right? Everybody who's walking around, not in a hospital bed asleep, otherwise they're unconsciousness, not in their bed at night sleeping, otherwise you're unconscious, right? Yeah. By definition, everybody is conscious on some level or another, right?
Yeah.
Everybody, because they're walking around, they're functioning. Barely, most of them, but they're functioning. So we've got that established. So consciousness on a base level just basically means awake, walking around, not asleep, not passed out, not in a coma.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That state, okay? Now, what is the type of consciousness that we are talking about, okay? If you look at my motto on Truth is Scary, it's be awake, be aware, and be alive.
Right.
So everybody we've established is on a base level of consciousness because they're just awake. They're walking around. So what makes the difference? I just got cut off. I can't even hear myself. Okay. What is the difference between higher consciousness, lower consciousness, and what's in between?
Mm-hmm.
What is consciousness? So the reason I got so upset with you about using the word aware with these humans, the sheep, is because awareness is what separates you from being a normal human.
Oh, yeah. No. I just got my definitions
fucked up. All right. Awareness is the first step to real consciousness. Okay?
Right.
So that's why I'm saying most people are not aware.
No,
they're awake. That's why I get pissed off.
Oh, no.
I don't want to give him that much credit, honestly.
You know why I messed that up? Because I'm on my David Icke kick, and he uses a term saying we are infinite awareness, but he means that in a different way, not in the way of being aware.
No, he means we have infinite awareness, but not everybody takes advantage of it.
Not everybody taps into it.
Yeah. We have infinite awareness at our disposal, but not everybody can tap into it. Not everybody wants to tap into it. So what is awareness if that's the first step to real consciousness, right? What? Beyond the base definition. So awareness is what you know, what you see. In other words, so most people aren't aware of what's going on around them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like when they sit out in their yard, all they're aware of is what they're probably thinking of in their own head. So that's where they exist because they're only... concern is their own little life and their own consciousness. They're not aware of the other things going around them. Mm-hmm. Meaning, they're not aware, like they say, oh, I'm bored, there's nothing going on. Oh, I'm bored, because they're not entertained with their fucking smartphone or their computer or their TV set. There's nothing to do. They don't know how to play a game.
So to them, because they're bored, nothing's going on.
But if you look around, there's everything going on.
That's
everything is going on all the time. There is never nothing going on, especially if you're outdoors. I mean, if you just are aware, and meaning you open your fucking eyes and look around you and really look around you and see what is, you will see birds. You will watch an interaction with birds, talk, you know, chirping with each other, maybe having a little fight. You will see, look on the ground, and you will maybe see some insects or ants building a nest or a bee flying around. If you really look close, you can see a flower, a plant growing. You can watch the growth of a plant from one day to the next, not only from one day to the next, from one morning to one evening. If you're really aware of the growth cycle and of nature and how the world works, if you're aware of that and you care enough to look at that, there's never nothing going on. And once you become starting to become aware of the world around you and that it's more than just your TV set, your own little world, what the fuck is going on in your household, you know, the little dramas that you have in your life, your awareness starts to expand. Because once you start to become aware of the little things that are amazing, they're fucking amazing. Yeah. If you could put down your smartphone for a minute and just sit in your yard if you have a yard, or go to the beach and go in nature and just sit and look around. And just really watch what the fuck is going on. There's a whole other world there. And that's the beginning of consciousness, being aware of the world around you and the whole, the what makes this world, the parts that make up the whole. And you have to be concerned about the whole and not just your own little part. And that's what awareness and that's what consciousness is. It has to start with awareness. Because if you're not aware that those birds exist or this exists and that, it won't seep into your conscious mind. Yeah. Do you understand?
I get what you're saying. So is it like safe to say that people don't, they don't really take into consideration?
How do you think they can get away with what they get away with? That's why I got so mad at you before. Dude, if people were aware of their surroundings and looked in the sky to see maybe the beauty of the sun, they'd notice that the sky was fucked up if they were aware. If they were really aware of the what the sky should look like, if they knew, if they were educated, if they were smart, if they were aware of their surroundings and what's really happening, they would see these things that you and I see.
Like they forgot about their role in nature because they become consumed with their role in society. Am I on the point with that one?
Role in society and their role in their own little lives.
Right.
Their own lives.
Which is kind of like now everybody's own little life is like sort of, for the most part, a product of what society's created.
Right.
So
what they're programmed to have. Right. Yeah. Right.
I mean, people have, it really is amazing. Like the way you broke it down was so perfect because people kind of put themselves in this headspace where like, we're past nature now because we have so much technology.
But we're greater than nature. But let Mother Nature have a fucking earthquake or a volcano. Tell me who's greater than nature.
Yeah, exactly.
A bad flood, Hurricane Sandy, Irene, I went through. Who's greater than nature? Nobody's greater than nature. And that's, you have to respect nature. And so once you get beyond just looking at the trees, the plants, and seeing how they grow, and then you start looking at the sky, and then you go beyond that and the stars, and the whole deal of where we really came from, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Once you have a tiny bit of awareness, if you really want the rest of it, it will come. Little by little by little by little, you'll start noticing more and more and more. Like, you're not aware of what's going on, the horrors and stuff that are going on in Africa with people starving. Most people don't even know what's going on in the rest of the world. They only know what's going on in the U.S.,
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, I mean, if you can't go out there and travel and see it for yourself, learn about it and become aware of it, then it will become in your consciousness. Do you understand? So now your world expands the more you're aware of. It just expands in such a different way than worrying about your own little fucking world. And the material shit that you can gather and paying your bills and going to work. And if there's young people watching, please make sure you don't get trapped in this, because that's what most people are trapped in. And their consciousness and their awareness is limited to what they're told and what they're shown by the mainstream, by the government, by the seven pillars of the matrix.
Yeah.
What they've been programmed for. So their programming limits their consciousness, most people, which is by design.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because the more people are aware and the more they're conscious, the less they can get away with. Yeah. And you see this happening now. The whole alternative movement is about awareness. That's all you need to be. I've never said be afraid. You know, the title is Truth is Scary. But scary can mean more than just afraid. Scary can mean, hey, that's scary good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's so good. It's scary. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's so truthful. It's scary. You know, that's what it comes down to. I don't mean to scare people when I put these stuff on the site. You know, these stories about, you know, meteors coming and stuff like that. I don't know if they're all true or not, but when I see something out there 10 different times on 10 different sources and I read it, and some of it makes sense, I want to make the public aware of it. And then once they're aware, they can make their own choice. But you know how many people are not even aware of some of the stuff that goes on behind them? If people were aware, they would notice that 9/11 was fake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if people were aware of what a controlled demolition looked like, and then they compared it to 9/11, they'd know they were one and the same. I knew that right away when I saw it because I'd seen controlled demolition footage.
Yeah.
And in my mind, it just because I was aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
So We define consciousness as more like awareness, and then it just grows, like what you're conscious of, right? You start to become conscious of the extraterrestrials. You start to become conscious of chemtrails. You start to become conscious of all the negative things going around you, but there's a positive side too.
Yeah.
You become conscious of the ways that you can change your thinking and yourself. You become conscious of the effect that you can have on the little world, on the big world through your little actions. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. It took me a while to get
to that. Higher consciousness is about thinking about the big picture instead of just the little picture, if that's the easiest way to describe it.
Yeah.
In other words, you're conscious of what's going on in the whole world, and you're concerned, and you're aware, and you're conscious of it, and instead of what's going on in just your own little world and your own little town and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And we are programmed, society is programmed to stay of lower consciousness. Because if all of humanity stepped up and cared about the planet and had of a higher consciousness, the people who run the planet would be fucked.
Yeah.
Because we'd realize that we don't need them. We don't need money.
No.
We don't need government. But it's the lower consciousness that makes us think we do. Because it's been programmed into our psyche for a year. We've been programmed to be lower conscious slave beings. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course. Just follow the leader and do what he fucking says.
Do what he says, right? No matter who the fucking leader is, you do what he says. And even if you don't like what he says, you still do it.
Yeah. And it's like I always said, is how society has twisted our morals, because our moral values have gotten mixed in with our work ethic and our role in society. And it's all very different things that have all gotten tied into one.
Right. So you look at religions and you look at these prophets who came to the world, right? You look at Lao Tzu was the first one that I could think of who wrote the Tao Te Ching, which is about yin and yang. No God involved, by the way. The first religion was Taoism. And there were no God involved. It was just about energy, the energy of dark and light and how it affects the world. And it's a really good book. It's an easy read, actually. It's called the Tao Te Ching. It's by Lao Tzu. And it's all about the yin and yang, and that's where the whole thing came from. That was actually the first religion.
Okay.
Then the second religion that came along was what we're going to look at in a minute, is Buddhism. Okay? And, you know, you read the story of the Buddha. You know, the Buddha was a virgin birth, like Jesus. The mother had a vision of a white elephant that impregnated her, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, and then he was actually a prince who grew up very, very rich and never left the palace. But when he did leave the palace, he went and he saw a funeral of a dead person. And he didn't even know about death, decay. And once he realized the horrors of death, you know what I mean? Once he actually got out in the real world and saw it, and saw how the body decays and the horror of death and the real horrors of being of what humanity was.
Yeah.
Because he never got out. He was a prince. He denounced the whole thing, walked away from it all, and decided to go seek enlightenment. So that's the story of the Buddha. And he went for years and years, and there's a whole big story about how he went. And so that was the second prophet. And there was no God involved either. No God. It was about right living. It was about just living right and the ways. He had eight different ways to live right. You know, it's a very good tenet to live by. It's disciplinary and strict, but it's very, very good to live by. Like, I don't consider myself any religion. Like, I won't affiliate with any religion.
Mm-hmm.
But I like Buddhism a lot. The next one, the ones that introduced the gods were the Hindus. Hindu was the next religion that evolved, and that was the gods. So somewhere between Buddhism and Hinduism is when the gods came down to visit. And then this is when we started worshiping other deities and other entities. So if you wanted to look at when that started to happen, it was somewhere between the rise of Buddhism and the rise of Hinduism. Because the Hindus, obviously, if you read the stories about that, those are aliens. Those are freaking aliens. And then the Jews came next with the same deal, with one God, 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 God. You know, have to worship a higher being.
Right.
That's lower consciousness. Because that tells you, you're not a higher consciousness being. He is. You're low. You're low. You're shit.
Yeah.
And that's what we've been you know, since then we've been programmed like that. And then Jesus came next with the Christians, and then Muhammad with the Islam, you know. So each one of them, but all of them, ever since Buddhism, have always revolved around a god, the idea of a higher god, bigger than you, some being that's going to, you know, get you.
Yeah.
But before that, it wasn't like that, all right? And I got this little book. I got it. It's called The Winning Life, right here, for those of you. I'm not going to zoom in because I can't. It's called The Winning Life. It's an introduction to the Buddhist practice, and it's very, very good, and it really explains consciousness in levels. All right, and this, I just want to go over really quick because there's 10 different levels. They calls it the 10 worlds. All right? So I'm not going to read the, it's the way Buddhism explains life is through the concept known as the 10 worlds. There are 10 states of conditions in life that we experience within ourselves, which are manifested throughout all aspects of our life. Each of us possesses the potential for all 10. And we all shift from one to another at any moment accordingly. That's why consciousness is fluid. People need to remember that. Some days you're on a real low consciousness state where you hate everything. And, you know, we'll talk about lower. Lower consciousness, well, once we get into the worlds, and I can explain the difference between lower. Well, lower consciousness is fear-based. Higher consciousness is love-based, basically. That's right. The difference, okay? If you look at the yin and yang, the black is the you know, you want to say lower, but you don't like, it's just different. Dark consciousness is fear-based. Lighter consciousness is love-based. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
The two together is what make consciousness. People don't realize that. If you want to know what consciousness is, it's the force. Okay?
Yeah.
You tap into that consciousness, you got to, you know, I mean, you're golden. So then let's get to the 10 worlds. And I'm going to have to pull this up a little. Okay. First world is hell. Okay? This is like what a lot of people are in right now, right?
Yeah.
If you read it, the state of suffering and despair in which we perceive we have no freedom of action. It is characterized by the impulse to destroy ourselves and everything around us. Now, this is the lowest form of consciousness. It's called hell. And it is a self-destructive. You're talking about drug addicts, junkies. But it's not only that, it's people, you know, it's the lowest form of life. They're living in hell. You can look in their eyes, you can see the suffering. You know, the poor, the people who live in Ethiopia, you know, they're living in hell. But there are people here in America, and there are people here in regular society who are living in hell. Because it's the impulse to destroy ourselves and everything around us.
Yeah.
Now, how many people do you know? Just by their actions and the way they are, whether it's with drugs or whether it's anger or whether it's with drama, how many people do you know right now in your life that are really out to destroy themselves and everything around them? They get so mad. I'm dealing with this right now. This is what brought me to this.
Yeah, I think we've all dealt with this, right?
Right.
It's so damn common.
People are just get on such a lower consciousness. They're suffering so much that they want to make everyone else suffer. In them, even though they don't realize they're suffering because of their own decisions. So let's just say the first level of consciousness is hell. It's suffering. And you want to just self-destruction. Okay, so you look at the people who are homeless and drug addicts. So you could say they're all in hell. But there are plenty of people who are walking around in your daily life who are living in this state of consciousness.
Right.
Hell, conscious suffering. And this is the lowest one. Bottom, right? Where are they all even in the religions? Where's the worst? Hell, right?
Yeah.
So that's number, well, that's the lowest form of consciousness there is. It's called hell. That's why they say, you know, that's why they use it. The next is hunger. All right? Hunger is a state of being controlled by insatiable desire for money, power, status, or whatever. While desires are inherent in any of the 10 worlds, In this state, we are at the mercy of our cravings and cannot control them. Now, how many people do you know? How much of society is trapped on this level? Insatiable desire for money, power, status, or whatever.
Yeah, isn't that food. All the fuck we hear? I mean, my goodness.
Isn't this what they're programming you to be all the time is hungry?
Yeah.
Hunger, which is greed.
Yeah.
Which is really greed. So this is one step above hell, hunger, greed, always wanting fame, money, power, doing anything, stepping on anybody.
Okay, I see.
It.
So we like start with the more negative ones, then we work up towards the positive.
Yeah, the
but
10 worlds.
As negative as these sound so far, the ones that we've read, I guess in a way it's sort of necessary because it makes up the whole. Or,
yes, or, yeah. It's necessary.
You have to have that balance.
Yeah, every home needs a foundation. You know, you have to have that. The dirt is the foundation of the earth. This is kind of the dirt.
As much as some people want to try to have a philosophy like Spock, like try and kick out the bad emotions, it's something, you know, or another way of putting the lower forms of consciousness. It's something that makes up the whole.
Yeah, exactly. It's there. It has to be there.
Yeah.
Whether you live there, you don't have to be there, though. Yeah. I don't have to be there. It's there. You don't have to live there. You don't have to be there. There's a lot of places that are there. You know what I mean? Fucking Compton, the ghetto. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be there.
Yeah.
You don't have to live in this area. So the next one is animality. Oh, I like this.
Okay.
In this state, we are ruled by the instinct. We either exhibit neither reason nor moral sense, nor the ability to make long-range judgments. In the world of animality, we operate by the law of the jungle, so to speak. We will not hesitate to take advantage of those who are weaker than ourselves and fawn on those who are stronger. So here, now, does that sound like a lot of people that you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yes, it
does. The world of animality, dog eat dog, like we were talking about earlier, you know, the difference between the... This is the dog eat dog world. I feel like sometimes I'm dealing with animals.
Yeah.
And not people. Do you know what I mean?
Ego, like, judgment.
You know how a dog or any animal will fight off another just to get that piece of food? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's that animal instinct. You know what I mean? Some people live in that. So these are the three lower ones. We're getting, and now, okay, the next one, anger. Now, in this next state, awareness of the ego emerges. But it is a selfish, greedy, distorted ego, determined to best others at all costs and seeing everything as a potential threat to itself. In this state, we value only ourselves and tend to hold others in contempt. We are strongly attached to the idea of our own superiority and cannot bear to admit that anyone exceeds us in anything. Now, that sounds like America to me.
Yeah.
This consciousness sounds like what they program into America, right? The exceptionalism.
Mm-hmm.
We're greater, and there's a certain race of people, religion of people who think that they are too.
Mm-hmm.
This anger seems to be where a lot of people live, right? You know, I've been in here. All these states I've lived in, maybe not, even hell, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. I've lived in all these states. I've existed in all of these negative states. And I can, while I'm reading these, I'm thinking of examples in my life where I was.
Yeah, I am a little bit.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
So I know about all these states, and I have existed in them. And I feel like looking back on it now, I feel like, wow, what an idiot I was. What a scumbag, you know? Like, this is scumbag stuff, you know, to me now.
Yeah.
All right, so now you start, okay, we're getting into the fifth one. It's called humanity. So is where you start to become more of a human. You wake up a little. You're not on that lower consciousness. This would be that midline between dark, light, higher, lower consciousness. This is a flat, passive state of life from which we can easily shift into the lower four worlds. So this is like the mid-ground here, humanity. While we may generally behave in a human fashion in this state, we are highly vulnerable to strong external influences. So this state here, humanity, is the beginning of when you become civilized, where you start treating people like you'd want to be treated. You start realizing the golden rule. You know what I mean? A little bit of your awareness, consciousness starts to open up. But it's still a flat, passive state.
Mm-hmm.
You're not active. You're not actually out helping or doing anything. But you're nicer now. But you're at that point where if somebody trips you, you could go right back into any one of these, you know, anger, hunger, animality. You know, you're very vulnerable to outside influences because you're just on the edge. You could be pushed off. Do you know what I'm saying? That's what this level kind of is. It's that mid-ground, passive, flat state, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So the next state here is called heaven, all right? So you can go from this flat humanity state right to heaven, but it's not the end. This state of intense joy stemming, for example, from fulfillments of some desire, a sense of physical well-being, or inner contentment. So this is like when you accomplish something, you do good on a test or what. This is a long one.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole page.
Yeah, it's a freaking long one. I don't know if I'm going to read it. Okay. Though intense, the joy experience in this state is short-lived and also vulnerable to external influences. So do you know what that means? Like you're starting to feel happy. You're starting to feel the light, the more loving, positive emotions of life. You're starting to feel joy. You're starting to experience these things, but yet anything could, they're short-lived.
Right.
You still get sucked into the matrix every now and then. You take the example of a man obsessed with his desire to find someone to love him, hunger. And then when he does at last find this person, he feels ecstatic, like he's fulfilled. People are chasing heaven all the time, right? This is the state they chase, joy. Yeah. And of course, once he finds that, potential rivals appear on the scene. And then all of a sudden, he starts to feel anger. And eventually, his persistentness, you know, he starts to feel like he's being cheated on. He starts to worry. He gets jealousness. He goes right back into hell. So he started out in love with this person, thinking he was in great joy. But then anger started creeping in because he started getting jealous of other guys. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Other guys started paying attention to him. So it shows how external influences, even though you feel real happy in this relationship or new job, this just happened to me, joy, joy, joy. Something like that could snap you right out of it and put you into any one of the lower states. And this is good because I just experienced this in my life, like I told you, from one week to the next. If I had to read this, this is what happened to me. I was experiencing intense joy, very happy. I was accomplishing. I felt like life was beautiful. And then one thing happened that kind of stopped everything and shifted the whole external world. That kind of just turned, and I started going into those lower states.
Mm-hmm.
Really did. I really did. I don't even want to get into it. So I don't want to get into the, but anyway. Okay, yeah, he feels he's no longer living once he gets into hell. Okay. So any satisfaction or happiness he gained in these other states depended totally upon the circumstances, and then it's transient. So in heaven, you're still looking at the circumstances to give you your good feelings, your joy. So in these six lower worlds, we experience our entire happiness, indeed our whole identity on externals. Okay, so the six lower worlds are all based on externals. The next four worlds are called the next two states plus the next two are together called the four noble worlds. Unlike the first six paths, which are passive reactions to the environments, these four higher states are determined through deliberate effort. This is where you get to the point of consciousness and you actually realize it. So voice hearers, in this state, also called learning, in this state, we seek the truth through the teachings or experience of others. So this is the state where we start to get curious and we go to David Icke.
Yeah.
And we go to me. And we go to, some people go to Jesus and the Bible. Or they go to the Buddha book. They start seeking knowledge and learning through other. They can go, now they go to the internet, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's through others' experience. It's not just through the external world. Mm-hmm. They're learning from each other. We're learning from you. I'm learning from this book that a human wrote. So, okay, next, the cause awakened men, okay, or realization. This is big. This state is similar to the voice hearers, except that we seek truth not through other teachings, but through our own direct perception of the world.
Something's not right.
That's what I'm one of them, right?
You know.
Voice hearers and cause awakened ones are together called the two vehicles, having realized the impermanence of things. You see, once you get to these states, you realize the material world is bullshit. It goes away. There's nothing permanent about it. You start realizing the matrix, the illusion of the whole thing and the impermanence of the world.
Mm-hmm.
They say one of the drawbacks is you're no longer a prisoner to reactions as you are in the sixpence. You're an independent thinker now. You've won independence, but you tend to be contemptuous of people who are still on the six paths. Now, we tend to do that, right? Sheeple,
Yeah.
Oh, them. I did it right here in this podcast.
Yeah, it's hard not to.
Right? So even though this is a higher level of consciousness, you're still kind of looking down on people like, I'm better than you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's one of the drawbacks of this level of consciousness. You can end up being contentiously. And your search for truth could end up being primarily self-oriented. So there is a bit of egotism that could develop in this state.
Yeah.
So you have to watch that. Many people become satisfying with their progress without discovering the highest potential of human life that are in the 9th and 10th worlds. Now, this is the consciousness that I'm striving for, okay? Bodhisattva. Now, that's a Buddhist name. Bodhisattvas are those who aspire to achieve enlightenment and at the same time are equally determined to enable all other beings to do the same. Now, I've stepped into this. This is why I do the podcast, right?
Right.
So I have a certain amount of knowledge. I certainly haven't achieved enlightenment, but I have a certain amount of knowledge, and now I want to share it with other people. Like, I feel confident enough, even you at your age feel confident enough that you could be actually a teacher, and people could learn from us, the voice hearers. We could be one of the voices mm-hmm. that people actually learn from. So we are close to this state here. You know, conscious of the bonds that links us to all others, realizing that we are all one,
mm-hmm.
right?
We all make up the whole.
In this state, we realize that any happiness we alone enjoy is incomplete, and we devote ourselves to alleviate others' suffering. Those in this state find their greatest satisfaction in the altruistic behavior. The states from hell to Bodhisattva are collectively termed the 9 worlds. This expression is often used in contrast to the 10th world, which is the enlightened state of Buddhahood. So this is what Buddha said you would be. Now, maybe I won't read it. No. Buddhahood is the dynamic state that is difficult to describe. We can partially describe it as a state of perfect freedom in which we are enlightened to the ultimate truth of life. It is characterized by infinite compassion and boundless wisdom. In this state, we can resolve harmoniously what appears from a standpoint of the 9 worlds to be insolvable contradictions. A Buddhist sutra describes the attributes of the Buddhist life as a true self, perfect freedom from karmic bonds throughout eternity, a life of purified of the illusion of absolute happiness. Also, the state of Buddhahood is physically expressed in the bodhisattvas, in the way, in the actions of a bodhisattva. So when you achieve Buddhahood, you go out and teach. That's what the Buddha did. Once he achieved enlightenment, that's how he devoted his life to spreading enlightenment. And that's how he achieved his happiness. That's what they're saying. Your happiness comes from teaching others.
Yeah.
Your happiness comes from sharing. Your happiness comes from being part of the whole. So, I guess, you know, I don't know. I hope a lot of people enjoyed that. I mean, I did. Did you?
No, I did.
I hope it didn't get too boring or whatever. But to me, that kind of explains consciousness in level sense. Because sometimes people need to, you know, have lists and levels. And so that, to me, it really explained it well. You know, the different levels of consciousness that we experience, you know, and how you travel from one to the other, and you can go backwards or forwards any different time or stay in one level of consciousness forever.
Right.
And that's kind of what society wants you to do, stay in one level of consciousness.
Stay in the lower levels.
Forever, between hell and whatever it is, heaven, you know what I mean? You know, that's what they want you to stay in, and that's what you're programmed for. So, you know, this explained it very well. Finally, you finally, when you realize that we're all one.
Yeah.
That it's all one. And that, to me, is really the total expression of what consciousness is. Oneness. Realizing that we're all one and living in that way. It's one thing to know it. Everybody, you know, you hear people running around, we're one, we're all one, oneness.
We come from the same planet.
Oneness, we all come from the same. But they don't act that way. They talk shit. We're oneness. But then there's a homeless guy who's, if you're oneness, he's a part of you. You won't throw him a fucking dollar if you have one, you know?
Yeah, no, in fact.
You won't give him a sip out of your goddamn water if you want it, you know what I mean?
In fact, it really seems like this system is actually bringing up people, you know, when we talked about school last time and just, you know, in society, really seems like they're pushing this idea on you that life is all about self-benefit.
Yeah.
You know, look out for yourself. I mean, how many times you hear you're number one and you come first, and that's only true to a very, very small.
Let the government percent. Worry about the other countries. Let those humanitarians, let the big stars, let Sting go out. And here, we'll allow you to contribute. You could throw us some dollars and we'll fix it for you. Yeah. And you know that fucking money isn't even going to half the bullshit they say.
Yeah.
So yeah, they try to make you conscious of what's aware, you know. What's going on in Africa? The starving children they show. But you see, it's the Red Cross. The Red Cross gives you about a fucking 2 cents out of the dollar to the actual cause. The rest they pay for administrative costs. So, you know, you see all these things, and they try to make you think you're helping and higher consciousness. But then on the other hand, you turn the channel and they kill this. You know, you want to kill the, you know, hate the you know, black versus white, Democrat versus Republican. They're what one con? Then we're not one consciousness. So you get fucking mixed messages.
Yeah. So the lower levels of consciousness to keep humanity in it benefits the control system.
Mm-hmm. When I say one consciousness, lower levels of consciousness are part of the one consciousness.
Yeah.
But it's where do you choose to live, and where do you choose to think, and where do you choose to exhibit yourself in this world?
Yeah.
They all exist. Everything exists. It's here. What is it that you want to partake in? And what people don't realize is they're in control of that. And that's part of the awareness. You know what I mean? The awareness that, oh, I'm in fucking control of what I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to think what the TV tells me. I don't have to. I don't have to think the Confederate flag is bad. I don't have to think that, you know, gay marriage is good. I don't have to think. When you start thinking like that, then you start becoming aware. And you start saying, and what about that fucking shit in the sky? That's not the way it used to look. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And why are there a million ingredients on my Pop-Tarts? Do you know?
Yeah.
Why are there diphenyl hydroxide? Why do I need that? My mom never put that in bread when she made it or when she made tarts at home. You know what I mean? Why do I need that? You start becoming aware of the things around you, and then it gets, you're basically in the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Now you can stop. A lot of people I know go down the rabbit hole. They see how fucking scary it is. They turn right around and come back.
Yeah, but sometimes that doesn't last for long.
No, because it's still in the back of their head. Still in the back of your fucking head.
I mean, this is like my own little journey started when I was, you know, like just coming into my early teen years, and it scared the shit out of me. Tried to go the other way, and look, where the fuck am I right now?
At 5 years later, right.
Yeah, now I'm doing a podcast talking about it. But it's interesting. Now, like, I think I've told you before, I think there's a lot of people that go through this stage of, as we all talk about, it probably sounds cliche at this point when you're talking about this sort of thing, but this idea that you have no power. And the one thing that I would never understand about websites like Truth is Scary and podcasts like this is that, you know, there were always slogans like be aware, know this information, be awake. And I would say to myself, well, what's the point of being awake? Because I can't do anything about the state of the way the world is.
Right.
I didn't realize that how it really does truly begin with your own personal journey and how beneficial it is to be aware
of everything.
Yeah.
Because if you are one consciousness, if you believe we are one, then you should be aware of everything that you're part of.
Yeah.
Right? As much as possible.
Yeah.
Everything, because you're all one. It's you. It's part of your consciousness. And that's what people don't understand, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It is. Consciousness is and awareness are almost the same. You know, I mean, one is the gateway to the other. And we are one consciousness. And the lower consciousness levels does exist. And it is. It's like the force, like I said. And the awareness and the realization is what helps you tap into that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Because once you realize that the ants are around you, and then you realize that you could step on them and end their world. Or you realize, you know, once I realize the birds are around me, I realize that I can fill up a bird bath and make their world better.
Yeah.
I could throw some seed out and help them and make their world better. Or I could take a fucking rock and throw it at them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Depends mm-hmm. on what you think of the, you know what I mean? So it's still about choice. You know what I mean? Awareness is just a part of it. And that's like I say with truth. I'm going to make you aware of some shit.
Yeah.
But it's your choice whether you get scared or not. What you do with it is always your choice. I never tell you to be scared of this. Oh, you should go. You never hear me go hide in the bunker and, you know, all that crazy shit that other people are out there doing. I don't tell you that. It's just like, look, just be aware and know that someday this could happen and you should be prepared for it. Aware and prepare.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's just you come to your own conclusion. I mean, whether it's like you said, some people, they want to run and hide. They're afraid of it. But, you know, you get to that point where you realize it's freeing. And it's a great feeling to not be terrified of bullshit that doesn't even exist. It's crazy because, you know, I've told you, I've seen my friends. I remember when ISIS was really big. Everyone's like, it's going down. ISIS, they're coming to get us. I mean, what a relief it was to sit back and just be like, I know this isn't real. I mean, and kids are stressing out over videos that they've seen online.
Oh, right.
Like actually terrified of Ebola, actually terrified of
Ebola. Right.
And everything, you know, was
because
out
they turn on their TV and they're terrified. The newscasters are terrified and they're warning you. You know what I mean? So they're making you be terrified. They want you to be terrified. They promote it. Fear. Remember the two levels. Fear, love. Fear, love. We're on a level of... We're programmed to be on a level of fear all the time. Imagine this world if we were all programmed to be on a level of love all the time.
Man, I can't even imagine it.
There
would
be no money because we would just do things because we loved each other.
Yeah.
Oh, Kevin, if I'm a doctor, let's say, Kevin, you're sick? Let me help you. You know what? Yeah. Next time you have a good crop of tomatoes... Bring me over some tomatoes for my family. That's all I need. Thank you. Do you know, let's say you were the farmer or whatever. Or Kevin, you're the video producer. Kevin, you know, I need a video for my family. I'll fix your, you know, whatever is wrong with you. I'll take your teeth out. Make a video for my family for me. Or so, you know what I'm saying? It's all about helping each other. You know, that's all they would ask in return.
Yeah, I
imagine tribal communities, how they lived. Everybody had a role.
I always think about
there
that.
There was no money. And I made a connection the other day, and I was speaking to some other kids about this. New World Order, okay, you can't avoid it from happening. This is the fear side of one consciousness, okay? But what's going to happen is just like everything else. The backlash that is going to come is the love consciousness, and more people are going to start starting communities. So the new consciousness, the love consciousness, is going to really be more like going back to the old ways. And that's why you should learn more about the old ways, like learn how to grow food. Do you know what I mean? Learn how to fix your own car. Yeah. Learn how to build.
Yeah, the older I get, the more
I
think
about shelter. Learn how to do a little ways. Shelter. Yeah, the original ways.
Original ways of the world. Because it the older I get and the more awake and aware I am, I it bothers me when people say, hey, this is life, this is the world. No. And I say to myself, no, the fuck it isn't. Because it wasn't given to us this way.
This way. This is not natural. We built this upon the earth.
Yeah, we did this ourselves.
But we were guided by other forces to do this. And that's what people really don't even realize.
No.
If humanity had been allowed to evolve on its own, this would be a different world.
Yeah.
And this would be a different world. And this is what the whole war between the aliens is all about. Humanity was interfered with. It's like Star Trek, you know what I mean? The Prime Directive. Whoever did this interfered with us. They broke the Prime Directive. Kingdom of Heaven kicked out of heaven, you know what I mean? You're thrown out of the Federation. Fuck you. You broke the Prime Directive. You fucked with this earth. You know what I mean? Seriously. Gene Roddenberry was onto something there, buddy. Believe me.
I love Star Trek.
There's so much more than we know, you know, and the people need to be aware of that and not afraid of it.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I think it's so cool. I'd rather think I'm from alien DNA than a goddamn monkey.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Give me a fucking break.
I mean, yeah, we are. We look because we're two-legged, and I'm sure we share some DNA with it. But if we checked all, we probably share DNA with a pig, too.
Yeah.
You know, we probably share DNA with a lot of things, fish. Doesn't mean we totally evolved from them. Fish probably share, you know what I mean? Did they evolve from us? You know what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's a question of, yeah, we are part of the same family, yes. But there's no explanation, first of all, how this version of humans with no fur, no fucking fur, no protection out for the wild, came from Neanderthals, which were hairy, almost looked like they could have evolved from monkeys, to this smooth looking, beautiful, you know, nice skin, like reptilian almost, right?
Yeah.
The missing link. And they've totally forgotten about that. Yeah. How did we become from that to this?
And I just always think
we're
about
not well adaptable to the earth.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. That's what I always just come back to on that topic, is that we don't adapt, and
we're not like monkeys were, like gorillas. Wouldn't you think if you evolved from them, you'd become better adaptable, not worse adaptable?
Because
that's what evolution is about, adapting to your environment as it changes.
Yeah, and it's like we went backwards because it's very fucking hot outside and I can't take it. I need to go in a house with AC, and when it's cold outside, if I stay outside in the winter like the cats in the neighborhood, I
need
will
a coat.
Not survive.
Monkey never needed a fucking coat.
No.
Monkey never needed AC, so they're full of shit. And the monkeys are still here. If we evolved from monkeys, they wouldn't be here. Yeah, we share some DNA. They probably took a monkey and turned him into us. You know, be real, people. You don't look like anything out there. You don't fit in here. You're not adaptable to the environment like every other damn animal that is natural to this planet is. You know, birds build little homes and shelters, but fuck, they don't need coats or clothes or any of that. Why? Because they can live in nature with what was given to them.
Yeah.
We can't. What does that tell you? We don't fucking belong here.
Obviously.
Right. And people need to realize that, embrace it. And hopefully in their lifetime, they will find out the fucking truth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I really do. And I don't know the whole truth and nothing but the truth. But I do know that what you've been told and what you've been programmed is not the truth. It's not. Even that freaking Bible has been rewritten and edited a million times. And that's the closest thing we got. Although the Sumerian tablets is the earliest known writings of man, which ends up translating to the Bible practically.
Yeah. Well, I dig this.
This is dope, right?
Yeah.
Buddha, this is called The Winning Life, An Introduction to Buddhist Practice. You guys should all check it out. You can get it at www.sgi/usa.org. It costs a fucking dollar. I got it for free. A lady gave me 5 copies, and she said, "You look like the type of person who sees and meets a lot of people. Please take these and give them out. To keep one for yourself, but give them out to 5 to 4 other people." So here, Kevin, there's your copy.
Thank you.
I've already given one to somebody else. I have 2 other copies left. Funny, I tried to give it to a friend of mine, my friend Joey, who turned me on to Periscope, and he goes, "Oh, I threw away most of my books, but there was one that I did keep," and he pulled it out of his fucking bag.
Hey, there you go.
Because he's Asian, and he already practices some Buddhism. He says, "No, I already have that. Thank you very much." So that's great. I mean, you know, and these are the little things that can help you get to that level of consciousness. I mean, this is a little book. You can read it in 10, 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I learned so much from this, and you will too when you read all the rest of it.
Absolutely.
And these are the little things that you can just do to get your, you know, to realize that it's more than just what you're living, what we're doing right now, Mother, this put out. There's more out there, and there's so much more you can experience and do. And we get trapped so much by this little society and this little technology matrix that they've created for us. And we just have to remember where it all was built upon.
Yeah.
And we were all, you know, we're all one. We're all one consciousness, even though we don't belong here, really.
We're still all in this shit together.
We're still part with those animals. We have to live with them and shit. You know, we're all part of this one fucking house. We just live in different rooms.
That's the bottom
line.
Yeah.
We all have to live in this house, all of us. The Muslims, the Jews, the Masons, the reptilians, all of us have to live. We all have one thing in common that we better realize. We're all trapped on this fucking planet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we're all trying to get off. You see space. We want to get the fuck out of here, all of us. Even the ones running the place want out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we all know, you know, there's something inside of us that knows that we come from elsewhere, that there's more. That's why there's so many people all interested in space and why it's always fascinated us and all that. We know deep down in our DNA that we know that we're from there. And that's where I might leave it for today.
I think so.
All right.
Fantastic episode today. This has been The Red Pill with Joseph Peterson and Kevin Szabo. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you guys next time.
All right. Now I'm going to turn this off, guys. Don't be embarrassed of the way I have to do it.
Later.